out. Two ducks in my spyglass, furry as a mouse. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. Leaves lay down like a lady, waiting for a naked man.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 137, Letterpress, Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. I'm your host, Sarah. You can find me on social media as Sarah Pomegranate. The Yarns at Yin Hu podcast has a Facebook page, and it's available on iTunes. You can find links and photographs for every episode on my website, yarnsatyinhu.com. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This episode will be a brief one. I have a regular length episode in the making, and hopefully that will drop later this week. And I'm also collecting materials and doing a bit of research for my Fleecewise episode coming up in October. But for today, I thought that what I really want to tell you about is a new pattern. It's available on Ravelry and has been for a little while, but I haven't talked about it on the podcast. It's called Letterpress, and it's a design for a cowl. The inspiration for Letterpress is a Hankat set. Sometimes this is known as a mini skein set, but in the case of Megan of the Distelfink Fiber Company, it's called a Hankat set. It's beautifully packaged and consists of six different skeins of 80 yards each. And what arrested me was the series of color in this Hankat set. There's a really beautiful luminous red, an antique ivory, a very delicate pink, a walnut brown, a golden honey amber color, and then my favorite, a smoky purple. Each of these mini skeins of yarn is not a single color, but it's like a shimmering tonal variety of colors. I found this yarn and Megan when I visited the Steel City Fiber Festival in Bethlehem this spring. I wasn't really shopping for yarn. I certainly wasn't shopping for a mini skein set because I don't knit the type of projects that usually call for them. But this particular set of colors and Megan's beautiful packaging did attract me. I spent quite a bit of time at her booth meeting her and her mother, and I ended up taking this letterpress set home with me. Once I had it, I was eager to knit with it, but I had a difficult time finding a pattern that would suit. I kept on looking and then rejecting different patterns. So when I went on vacation to Provincetown this summer, I took one sock knitting project and I took this set of six little skeins. And I thought that maybe if I just focused and thought about what I really wanted, I would be able to come up with my own design for something that would give justice to this beautiful array of colors. And that's what happened. I thought a great deal on the car ride up about the way to begin the design. And I thought, I have designed a few shawls, so I really wanted to come up with a design for a cowl. The tubular cast-on has been a favorite of mine, and for a while I was turning over in my mind how to begin the pattern with a tubular cast-on and what the cowl might look like. But in the end, I settled on the idea for a cabled neckband. Even without doing any knitting, I had this idea for a cabled neckband settled in my mind on the trip out to the Cape. And then I was just so eager to get that yarn on my needles and see if the idea that I had would work out. And I'm very pleased that it did. And because of that little bit of innovative construction, I kept thinking about challenges in construction as I was knitting. So letterpress is the type of pattern design that will give knitters a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a taste of some different techniques. So I'll read to you the description of this design. Beginning with a cabled neckline, this cowl cascades in gentle swirls around your neck and shoulders. The pattern includes a bit of shaping, a bit of texture, and many opportunities for color play. Create a dramatic addition to your wardrobe with a mini skein set or yarn left over from some of your favorite projects. Wear your letterpress with the drape in front or over one shoulder for asymmetric flair. As I designed with these six mini skeins, I was inspired to do something a little bit different with each one of them. I used the ivory as a dividing color between the sections, and then I took some inspiration from Megan's use of the word letterpress to describe the colors in this set. And I thought about a letterpress. I thought about some visits to real letterpress shops with authentic equipment and the types of textures and patterns you might find. And that led to some embossed bees in one section and also a stippled kind of a texture called corkskin in another section. There's also short row shaping to give the cowl that asymmetry, and then the whole thing is finished with a beautiful eyelet I-cord that gives it a lovely border, a lovely finish, and a little bit of weight at the bottom of the cowl to assist with that drape. The test knitters who worked on this pattern used a variety of different colors and strategies for choosing their colors as they knit. They also gave incredible and very, very helpful feedback so that I could make the pattern directions as clear as I possibly could. And I'd like to thank my test knitters now. They are Marianne Haubin, Julie Sampson, Kathleen Connors, Mary Beth Kress, and Catherine Munich. Thank you all so much for your beautiful knitting and your help and suggestions. They mentioned that the knitting and choosing the colors was a lot of fun, and so it was my intention to have a kind of adventure in knitting with letterpress. To knit letterpress, you need approximately 480 yards of fingering weight yarn. And I knit my sample on US size 4 needles, so it's quite a fine gauge. The Hankette set I purchased from Megan has 6 skeins of 80 yards each. But as I was designing the cowl, I thought about the fact that knitters might be using leftover yarn that had varied yardage. So many of the sections of this cowl end with a few rows of stockinette in the round. There's no patterning, no shaping, no increases, no change in the stitch count. And what that allows you to do is stop if you've run out of a particular color and you don't have to complete that section. You'll still have the same stitch count. Or it allows you to keep knitting to use up additional yarn if you have it, or if you just want a bigger or a deeper cowl. Another idea I had for selecting colors for this cowl is to knit the majority of the design in a single color and use very small scraps of leftover yarn for the borders in between the sections. So that's another idea, and I did something similar to that when, after I had knit the original letterpress design 2 times, I knit another version and altered some of the stitches because I was using a DK to worsted weight yarn, and I had about 300 yards of that, and so I sort of chose some of the sections that I wanted to knit, and then I used very small bits of different colors of hand-dyed yarn in between those sections. So that's another possibility. A third possibility is that you may want to knit this cowl with exactly the colors of the Hankette set that are shown in the pattern. And Megan has agreed to put together some kits of the printed pattern as well as her lovely Hankette set. And if you are interested in that option, I have provided information on the Yarns at Yinhu Ravelry thread as well as the blog post for this episode on my website, Yarns at Yinhu, and I have linked all of the directions and information and Megan's contact information if you are interested in ordering one of these beautiful kits. The yarn is absolutely gorgeous in its hand, has a touch of cashmere in it, and Megan has been just a lovely dyer to work with. She's been supportive through this whole process and has really been encouraging of me and the design, and has promoted it at her fiber shows as well. So I would like to thank her for that. If you ever have the opportunity to visit her booth at a fiber festival, she is Distel Fink Fiber Company, and she exhibits at shows with her mother, Colleen, who has Mulberry Hill Fibers. Pattern design is still something that's relatively new for me, so as I reflect on the design process, I have concluded that I work well with a set of parameters and maybe even a little bit of frustration. In this case, my frustration was that I had this beautiful yarn in very specific and limited quantities, and I just couldn't find a design that suited the yarn colors, the yarn weight, and my ideas for what I wanted to knit. And so that was a point of inspiration and motivation for me. It also helped me to really focus my design ideas by taking 2 knitting projects with me on my vacation. And so I was able to devote a lot of time and attention and focus, and I wasn't distracted by other projects which I may have been when the knitting and the design got difficult, I could have easily put it down and started working on something else, except I didn't have anything else. In particular, that cabled neckline was knit many, many times over the course of the first few days of my holiday. And it ended up being a very good thing that there was a new knitting store in Provincetown, because I was relying on my DPNs and I only had a few of them with me. So when Samuel sat on my knitting, I was really in a bind until I was able to purchase some new ones. So I think that, you know, creating a little bit of focus by paring down the number of projects I'm working on ended up being very helpful in this case. Purchasing letterpress or any of my other pattern designs is a way of supporting the Yarns at Yinhu podcast. So if you've listened and you're intrigued by what you've heard, or if you think that letterpress would be a great gift for a knitting friend, I hope you'll make a purchase on Ravelry, or maybe think about ordering a kit from Megan of Distelfink Fibers. And that kit includes a copy, a printed copy of the pattern, as well as the beautiful Hankette set, totaling 480 yards of fingering weight yarn.
Acorns jumping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, furry as a mouse. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a mighty fine. It's a mighty fine, a mighty fine nature thing. Leaves lay down like a lady, waiting for a naked man. River bends like an elbow, turning stones to sand. It's a sweet nature, sweet nature thing.
Thanks for listening. Music for this episode is Sweet. Music and lyrics by Samuel St. Thomas, recorded by Bovine Social Club. Eat well and stay strong as you hone your post-apocalyptic skill set this week. It's a sweet nature, a sweet nature thing. It's a mighty fine, a mighty fine nature thing. It's a
Jim on all along. Six turkeys up in munching like fat hogs. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a mighty fine, a mighty nature's herb is gonna get you high. You better tell your face to smile. Jump in a river naked and hang a country mine and say, sweet nature, sweet nature thing. See you.